Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rose reaches second base with a double. Nuxhall moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Nuxhall scores. Rose moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Rose scores. Pinson scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Jack Fisher now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco juggles the ball. That's an error on Casco. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Keene reaches second base with a double. Pagan goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1 Reds. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nuxhall for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rose is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner moves to third. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Haller interferes with Casco, who is awarded first base. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco moves to third. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field. Pinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pinson. Alou scores. Haller goes all the way around to score. Pagan moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. the Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco juggles the ball. That's an error on Casco. Cepeda moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Gordy Coleman. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. McCovey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCovey. Pinson scores. Harper goes all the way around to score. Edwards moves to second. It's 7-3, Reds. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keogh is walked intentionally. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Keogh moves to second. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Al Stanek now pitching. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Jesse Gonder. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing third base. Don Pafletic now playing first base. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Al Stanek. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.